disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible. 98.
We're late. This is all my fault. So we're going to skip an entertainment
drill. Toledo's alarm's going to be going off soon.
Well, I got it all covered.
All right,
He can't alarm hit me. But I will say the entertainment drill would have been brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com. But now the Guadalupe Squares are brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I took Bert there Wednesday, heading back over there today. We had a marvelous time on Wednesday teaching Bert all sorts of stuff about how to carry a weapon. If you're going to be a concealed carry person or a person who carries a gun around, you should know some of the stuff that would take you by surprise. We learned that in 2 short hours, and there's so much more you can learn. On top of getting in great shape, learning how to defend yourself in situations you can just barely imagine, they've got all the scenarios mapped out, ready to go. So you got all that right there. Get smarter, get in better shape. The resolution is to be a better person this year, physically and mentally. This will do it for you. It'll help you out quite a bit, I'll tell you that. Check them out, reactdefense.com. And you can also check out their merch at tacticalblackvault.com. They got some cool stuff in there as well. I picked up another belt because I like those belts. I'm not a belt guy.
Those are cool.
But they're really cool belts, and they got the zip tie kind of mentality on the belt. Plus, you saw the belt buckle with the knife and the flashlight and the flint.
I got to get one of those.
And they're about a quarter of the size of your phone. They're about that big.
Nice.
Got a garrote. Everything you ever want. It's
my
all
birthday's
there.
Coming up, Brett.
So, all right.
We'll get Brady with them belts.
Let's do it.
Plus, they're like 78 inches. You cut them to size. You'll be fine. There's no
78?
Yeah, no harm like I had with Brady earlier this week when I was hemming and hawing between double X and triple XL, and I didn't want to be a dick. Just buy him one of them 15-foot belts and let him cut it. It's right there at tacticalblackvault.com. They're in Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler. It's reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And today they're bringing you the Guadalupe Squares, and here's your host of the Squares, Mr. Jeremy Bergeron. Jeremy.
Microphone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, kid.
The other one.
Oh, Jesus. He's sitting in a new spot.
Thank you, Chancellor.
Mike's.
All right, let's start in the top left corner. It's finally his last Squares. Get out of here. It's Donald Trump.
Doesn't mean it's my last Squares, Jeremy.
Oh, I'm going to invite
last
you back.
President. I'll be back. You know, I'll have books. I'll have television shows. I'll be back. You know what? It's all just a mistake. Everything Biden's doing is errors. It's letting me go. I mean,
What's his biggest mistake so far?
Biggest mistake so far. Removing Trump's red Diet Coke button. I had a Diet Coke button I had in the
Oval Office
at the resolution desk.
Are you kidding me?
Resolute desk, and I would hit the button, and then someone would bring me a Diet Coke. It's the greatest part about being president. I hit a button, I get a McDonald's meal. This I'll miss.
the McDonald's lever.
Because so far right now, I'm hitting buttons, and Melania brings me nothing. Mar-a-Lago has been quite a disappointment in the Diet Coke area. But you know what? I'm still president. I'm still making all the calls. I don't know if you've noticed the Chinaman from China that hangs out with Joe Biden all day. He's calling all the shots. They offered me a Chinaman. I said, no, I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I really have to say it's really a great place to be right now running my country from all the way down here in Florida.
What about the guy behind you, Vladimir?
Vladimir's right behind me because Vladimir knows to follow me. It's not the other way. The other way with Biden. Chinaman leads. Always Biden behind the Chinaman because he's too slow. He's too slow. His legs break when he plays with dogs. A Chinaman's got him. It's very easy. Very simple stuff. I'll be back. Trust me. This is my last time as president of the Squares. Next week, Biden will be in. Probably going to be a hack impression. Probably not quite ready. But we're working on it. Give him a break. The guy tries.
All right. In the top middle square, he's cold and clearly does not want to be here. It's Bernie Sanders.
Very much would like to thank the people of Phoenix for having me, but the weather has changed since I got here and I brought my mittens. Which also double as oven mitts. What I'm going to do is make mittens for everyone. Could we get the heater on, Brady? Would you mind?
Yeah, I'll turn
it up there,
Bernie.
Very, very cold. Very much want to stop this entire internet program making me a fool. These memes are not funny. I'm a very serious man. I just happen to have very cold, very, very cold. I like my mittens. They smell like fish. I call them my fish mittens. This is a Brady joke.
Thank you.
That's I believe I've been
burn.
Fooled
I'm
into.
I'm feeling the burn on that
feel
one.
The burn,
how
the,
could
you euphemism.
Do that, Bernie?
I've been led down a bad path.
That one flamed out.
Of course it flamed out.
Yeah, it did.
Brady held up a euphemism for a woman's vagina that has a certain stink. And he tried to place it on me, and that's not my I just wearing fish, but they're like oven mitts. No grown man should ever wear giant mittens. And that's proof I should never be president. Not one person in my camp told me, gloves, sir. Because that would have made me look like more of a man.
But if everyone got mittens.
Well, we need a social program to get all the mittens. Now, here's the thing you don't know, Brady. Here's something that nobody's paying attention to right now. is that the mittens that I wore, big, comfortable, giant mittens, you can cook with them. In fact, you can sleep in them. They unfold and they become coats and then they become beds. And then they're just yurts.
Wow.
Giant yurt mittens.
Stick a pole.
Stick a pole in it, becomes a yurt tent. But what you don't know, Brady, is the lady who made these mittens is now sold out of all these mittens.
Oh.
America wanted these mittens. I hate capitalism. I wish she would have just given them away, but she's made quite a fortune off of my mittens. And I got nothing in return. I'm what you call an influencer. The one I hate the most is the Sharon Stone meme. You put my body in those mittens on top of Sharon Stone's disgusting cross-legged vagina, and now we're talking fish mittens again.
All right, in the top right square, Hank Aaron has passed away, so it's Chris Berman.
Back, Hank Aaron is gone.
Sad day, Boomer.
It's a sad day for baseball. You know what I mean? You know, we got to be honest here. Hank Aaron, a lot of people think, ooh. And that's what we say about
that's
Hank
what
Aaron.
I thought.
And that's exactly what we all, you know, we all go back and think about Hank Aaron. What do you think about? Home runs. What you don't think about is all the other stuff. And that's why I don't remember any of it. He was a home run king. And that's what I remember. That's how the cookie crumbled for Hank Aaron. Of course, Barry Bonds went on to break his record and everybody. We're going to miss him.
You got it. You got it.
I think that's a proper eulogy. For Hank Aaron, I get to speak at his funeral. Like, there's a lot of sad, but no. He won't be back. But he'll never be forgotten.
We can toast him with some wine.
Hey, we get you a little wine. Maybe sexually harass him, the people at the funeral.
All right, in the middle
left.
He's
the fastest 2 minutes in death.
All right, in the middle left square.
It's time for the blitz. I like to interrupt Jeremy. It throws him off his game. It's very fun. And now go. No, I said now.
All right, in the middle of left square, he's teaching us about cussing. It's Nick Cage.
Thanks for having me on your show. I like to cuss, baby girl. are my two favorites.
You
but
did.
There's definitely some good ones out there.
Well,
I wasn't aware
like
of.
An opera on that show.
I never knew what a moon cricket was till my cuss show. It's glorious.
Oh, man.
I love bad
words.
You
got a huge fan here.
That's right, baby girl. Follow me to Swearsville.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, in the middle square, he's got to pay taxes, and he is not happy. It's H&R Chunk Brady.
I want to thank you, Jeremy. For giving me my butter soda this morning.
You're very welcome.
Looked on the internet at the retail price of $1.79 goes into the income for 2021, and I am keeping track of all these things. Here's your $10.98 for the gift. I appreciate that. I was also fantasizing last night about flying, and I was reminded to get my pilot's license and also get some permits from the FAA in my fantasy because I ruin fantasies with tax and government agency red tape. I am the itemizer.
Yeah, you are.
Simple conversation about fantasizing about winning the lottery, and the next thing you know, I have you in there with the Lipschitz, and Jew, the tax attorneys of fantasy.
Have you been trying to gift your sauce the remaining inventory?
Yes, I've got to get the remaining inventory out. It still counts as 2020. Because I made the sauce last year. I have the orders in just because you don't have them in hand.
We're going to put a stop to Brady's incredible tax loopholes.
They're not loopholes, Bernard.
Brady, if I had my fingers, I would show you a big zero, because that's how much you're going to do in taxes.
Well, keep your mittens on there, sister, because the next thing you know, I'm going to tax your ass right out of here.
All right, in the middle right square, I have no idea why he's here, but it's Lou Ferrigno.
Me, Condon.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, Brady. It's Bill Bigme birthday. What?
Happy birthday, Lou.
What?
Happy birthday.
Hey, have a great day, too.
Who's Bill Bixby?
Bill Bixby was David... Huh? David Banner on The Incredible Hulk.
You look good.
What?
You look good.
No, thank you. I don't want any. Happy birthday to the original cast of The Incredible Hulk. Me? Bill Bixby. What do you mean, who Bill Bixby? How dare you, a man with absolutely no notoriety, ask how Bill Bixby is? Do you understand English? This guy. You make me glad I can't hear. Because then right. I would be cunt with your voice on my nose.
What? What?
Cunt with your voice. Like a cunt. Like a wicked cunt. I can't hear you guys. I don't know what to detain about. I said it with a cunt.
What? Stop.
Cunt. C-U-R-T.
There you go.
What are you hearing? Your hearing's off. Tune up your miracle ear.
All right, in the bottom left square.
Is it my turn?
It's Brady's secret square. Give us some hints, Brady.
Hey, guys, I'm 53 years old.
Guy Fieri. And
I'm stricken by the
it
chin.
Is. I'm sorry, I had to play the game.
Johnny, I can't play guitar, but I can play the griddle.
Oh, God, I'm so happy right now.
Let me take a sip of this butter soda. Oh, bomb.com tasty.
Oh. I was just fooling around by the first few words. I didn't realize that's where you were really going. Anyway, nobody will get it.
All right, in the bottom middle square, he's the new PR guy for some police department. That's Shaq.
I was in Georgia. I'm a new police department. I was the big Aristotle. I was the big Shaqtus. And now I'm the big general communications community officer.
You're going to unite the community?
I'm the big communicator. I'm going to unite the community. I forgot how.
You're going to create a bond?
I'm going to create a gold bond. That's right. A critical bond with communications relations right now are icy hot.
Everybody gets the general.
Everybody gets the general treatment. I assure you, Shaq will fix it all. I will be asking how my ass tastes. The big communicator coming to your town, Georgia.
All right, in the bottom right square, it's the boss man, Tripp Reeb.
Yeah. Yeah, I got something for everybody. Mood bracelets. Yeah. Yeah, you put your mood bracelet on, and you walk around, and if it's not yellow, you're fired. How about that? If you're not happy working here, go work somewhere else. How about the little mood bracelet, Brady?
I love it.
Brady, how are your feelings
today? It's yellow.
Today? How are they?
Happy.
You have happy feelings? Good. You know what else about your feelings? I don't care. Do your job.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Toledo, do robots have feelings?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell because you look happy today. Jeremy, do Civil War people have feelings even though your side lost? Johnny Rep. All right, play the game. Who's on the line, Bert?
All right, we have Lori and Sean.
All right, Lori, I assume you're the girl?
Yeah.
All right. Go right ahead. Pick a square, Lori.
I'm picking Brady.
Heck yeah, you're picking Brady. How's your taxes? How you looking?
Taxes are great.
Yeah, what'd you pull in this last year? How much did you drop? Are you counting all of your investments? Did you get a 1099 on everything? Let's make sure all of our numbers in a row. What would you do?
I kept all my receipts, Brady.
Very smart girl. Also, what would you do if you won the lottery, Lori? What's the first thing you do? You win this $1 billion Powerball.
I would retire.
No. Incorrect. You would call my tax firm of H&R Chunk, and I would help you out with that. You got to always pay your taxes when you fantasize.
Start issuing those $15,000 checks.
That's right. Even in my fantasies, I wear two rubbers just in case. I was boning Hildy the other day, and I had a whole hazmat suit on just in case you can catch fantasy AIDS. First off, you got to form an escort, right? That's what you do when you win your fantasy winnings. You have a fantasy escort. Then you get over there and you call some fantasy lawyers and you make sure that you've ruined this fantasy.
All right, Brady.
Lori, you sound hot. You should put on a fantasy sweater because I've torn yours off. All right. Let's get blood tests and have fake sex.
All right, Brady, true or false? The most stolen food in the world is cheese.
I'm about to give Lori a little chunk of the itemizer. I'm going to tax that ass. Because I'm a
she
tax man. Yeah. I'm the tax man. What was the question?
True or false, the most stolen food in the world is cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course it is. Everybody's got it. No religion's against it.
Uh-oh, Brady, you're talking about cheese. Your bracelet's red.
So, yeah, because there isn't any. It makes me angry.
Does somebody need to go home and nap?
Maybe. Somebody I'm going to say that's stick? True. Every nation has cheese, and there's no deity that hates it, like pork, which is why Muslims are crazy idiots.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you steal my cheese, you're going to get a cap in your ass. I'll tell you that right now. I got that AR-15 for a reason. It's to protect the cheese. Take my gold. I don't care. Leave the bricks.
Nobody touches the wheels.
Don't touch the wheels. Gouda, I'll kill you for all of it.
All right, Lori, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I would say I agree.
That's right. X gets the square. All right, Sean, you're up. Pick a square.
Let's go with that Goomba restaurateur guy.
Oh, I see where he's going. He's got your secret square there. I knew you, jackass. Awful Guy Fieri.
Toot toot. Flavor Town.
Yeah, well
done. Hate that guy.
Yeah, everybody hates that guy. He's a douche. If you'd have guessed douche, we'd have accepted it. Go ahead. Lori's up. Pick a square.
Okay, I'll take Donald Trump.
Well, it's my final squares presentation
He's
as president.
Still the president.
Still the president. It's my farewell. Do you think I got a fair farewell, Lori? I don't think I did. I wrote a nice letter to Joe Biden that only included two FUs. I told him I banged his wife, and it was a pleasant experience. That's nice.
Did you write it in invisible ink?
I wrote it in, well, sort of, Brady. It was a bodily fluid that disappears. That's the fun part. I wrote this letter to Joe Biden, and it was very flowery. Very nice letter. I wrote a very good letter. You know, good grammar. People say I have the best grammar of every president.
He reads it with a black light. That's cool.
And then if you read it with a black light, it glows. That's right. Joe is handling my stained letter. Because you know why I don't like him? I don't care for him. He's a puppet of China. I was never that. I was always dictating what China was going to do next. It's been fun. It's been four fun years. Don't you think, Brady?
Yeah.
I've been a good presidential square. In fact, if the impression's not ready, I may come back next week. You don't know. I'm always here, backing up.
All right,
when
Donald.
President Kamala takes over in a couple of weeks.
The great Kamala?
The great Kamala. And then Bernie will have everyone holding a shield as some social program, and the great Kamala's regime will begin. Go ahead.
All right, Donnie. True or false? The longest time between twins being born is 87 days.
It's about 3 months.
Whoa.
The doctor just didn't reach in and grab the other one and say, you're done too?
Overcooked?
That's a little overcooked. That's ridiculous. Well, Tiffany was half a twin. She was the twin that didn't make it.
She was Danny DeVito.
She was sort of the, yeah, she was the Danny DeVito twin. She was the one that was, I think they call it resorption, the good twin, sucked into her.
Parasitic twin.
And that, yeah, it's parasitic, but that's the one that sticks to the other. This is the one that just absorbs in the wound, the wound, I call it, instead of the womb. In a woman's wound, that's where babies grow. And sometimes Tiffany, we think, was in there with a good twin that looked a lot more like Ivanka, but then she absorbed it, and then it came out looking like Tiffany, and we don't like to talk about that. I think Barron was in the wound and absorbed a stepladder. That kid's huge. We just can't stop the growing. I'm going to say the longest, it probably would be about 87 days. It probably happened in one of those whole countries. Like
on the border,
like,
maybe?
Yeah, like where Barack is from or something like that, or Cuba or something like that. We're not sure where Barack's from. Certainly not the United States. He never proved that. So I'll say that. It was 87 days between twins, but they were born in a hole. That's my
All
answer.
Right, Lori. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I would say I agree.
That's right. Yeah. X gets the square.
Wait, no.
All right, Sean. You got to take
Donald
trip
Trump
for the block.
Brother?
Yeah. Sean, let me just pick for you. Sean, do you have a mood ring on today?
No, I don't.
Do you have a boss that allows you happy days and sad days?
No.
Yeah, because he's a good boss. That's why. Leave your feelings at home. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. I have a mood ring I wear on my penis. And you know what?
Is it yellow?
It's always yellow. Yeah. Want to see it?
I do.
Yeah? Well, you got to get real close.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the colors are hard to read. You got to eyeball that.
And you know what's fun?
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. 6 inches, no yellow. You're closer 6 inches, more yellow. Back away, it's less yellow. Get closer, more yellow. Yeah. The closer you get to it, the yellower it is.
I guess that stands to
reason.
Yeah. All right, Trip. True or false? Yep. Rabbits cannot vomit.
Rabbits can't what?
Vomit.
You're classless. I happen to know that rabbits are spitters. And I'm not going to tell you why, but Hawaii was weird. I don't know about a rabbit vomiting or not, but I've never seen it. So I'm going to have to go away and say that they cannot vomit. Oh, no, everything with a tummy can vomit. Of course it can vomit. Yes.
So you say false. All right. Yeah. Do you agree or disagree?
Man, it's after 10 o'clock. We got to get this done. I'm going to say it. I'm going to agree with him, but I know he's wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow,
it's true. Lori wins.
Sepuku for the win.
Well, now, had you asked me another question, I've seen pussies vomit up hairballs. I had a cat for 10 years. And I'm telling you, that thing was gross.
Man, we just had one the other day.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Honey. Hairball on the floor. I know who did that. All right, we got to go. Sit down and shut up, everyone. Yeah. I got to go home. I got that diabetic cat for John for the weekend. I got to go shoot the pussy, and hopefully he didn't fire hairballs all over my floor. Wow, I did that. Now I'll do it again. Goodbye. Get out. There you go. That's it. Fish mitten. What's the matter with you? We're all done. Anybody going anywhere this weekend?
No.
No?
Good. I'm waiting for Brady to drink his soda I brought
him.
He's
not going to drink that butter soda.
On the air, Brady. Come on.
It's not one of those Jones sodas.
No.
It's very similar.
Yeah, it's a very similar thing. Because people always say, your ranch dressing thing's coming true, and it's a Jones soda. Jones has been making ranch-flavored soda.
They made the Thanksgiving Day soda.
I'm saying there will be ranch dressing in a bottle or can.
Now there's powder. There's powdered version of ranch. You sprinkle on everything, they say.
Blech. American Fat Sauce will be in a drink formation, not in a soda, not flavored as. It will be ranch dressing, and people will drink it. I've seen it at restaurants in the cup already, when somebody will have the wings and then they polish off the bottom of the ranch.
Oh, my God. Been doing it for years. It's about time.
That's right. I'm saying there will be a straw option for ranch dressing soon. I'm looking around. I see it. Triple X yoga pants. I'm not wrong. The fact they even make Triple X yoga pants tells me that ranch dressing as a drink is not far off. Anyway, there you go. It's 10:09. We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic weekend. We'll catch you Monday right here in the square. So long!
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!